Every morning, more than 100 Hmong senior citizens gather for a mid-morning snack in a large room in this nondescript one-story institutional building called Gashia House. Men and women are clustered in small groups, sipping coffee and munching on donuts. The atmosphere is warm and cozy.
Many of the elders, you see, because they cannot sleep at night, they get up very early, 5. Some get up 4:30 a.m. and they wait for Gashia House to pick them up, and they usually eat breakfast by 5, 6 a.m. So when they come in, they have a light snack.
Shua Vang is a clinician at Gashia House. He says the word Gashia means relief from the stress of worrying about the safety of loved ones. With Shua Vang translating, 70-year-old Sao Her Shong says that relief means a brief respite from the real physical pain she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
When she comes to Gashia House, it's a feeling that you get when you first see the sun rises over the horizon. When she comes here, the pain in the back, the ache in her joints, hands and arms disappear. So it's a place of healing for her.
That healing comes mainly from sitting and chatting with other elderly Hmong refugees who suffer the same kinds of pain. Pain that Vang says comes from their experiences fighting with Americans on the losing side of the war in Vietnam in Laos 30 years ago, and then decades of living in stark conditions in refugee camps in Thailand. Sixty-six-year-old Va Chu Vang says he fell down from the pain he was feeling when he first arrived in the U.S. Again, Shua Vang translates.
He went to see the doctors. He had physical pains, but they could not find anything wrong with his body. Since then, coming to Gashia House, talking to the staff here, helped to explain some of the reasons why he had those pains. It helps out for him to work out some of the problems that he had personally and physically.
In a daily group meeting, a Gashia House intern translates for a psychiatrist who runs a group therapy session. People talk with each other about the stress of living with their past in an unfamiliar culture. Today, the topic is people's fears about ending up in a nursing home. And then the whole group tries to comfort a woman who just got news that her brother has died in Laos and she can't afford to go to the funeral.
I want to go, I wish I can go, but I have two brothers.
Va Chu Vang says another source of mental stress for older refugees is watching the traditional clan system disintegrate as the next generation of Hmong born in the U.S. lose touch with their traditions.
Many of the Hmong children here were getting involved in gangs, were getting involved in drugs, and that was a sadness for him, and it caused a lot of pain for him to see the community in such disarray.
But Shua Vang says Gashia House offers a place to heal those wounds. That's why the current funding crisis worries both Vang and Sao Her Shong.
If there's no Gashia House, perhaps the elders won't be here anymore. Perhaps she will not be living anymore.
Vang says despite the fact that the center is now a model that Hmong communities in Minnesota and California are trying to duplicate, federal funds are drying up. So now county funds, Medicaid payments, and small grants from local industries are just barely keeping Gashia House afloat. This week, a Madison Hmong restaurant, along with other local businesses, is holding what has become an annual fundraiser for Gashia House. Last year, it raised $12,000. This year, they hope to double that. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.